This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The same week, California announced that it will be ending the sale of new liquid-fueled vehicles by 2035, a heat wave forced a power emergency and a request that consumers reduce demand, including charging electric vehicles. That underscored the corn ethanol industry's argument that a wholesale switch to electric vehicles may be impractical, even in 13 years.
A 2035 hard deadline, you know, sitting here 13 years away from that deadline, it's hard for me to see how that is plausible.
That's Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper. At the same time, more motorists are using more corn ethanol as the USDA ramps up millions in new help for biofuels and fueling stations.
You're going to see over the course of the next 60 to 90 days some phenomenal announcements coming out of the Department of Agriculture.
That's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack at a recent biofuels infrastructure announcement in Illinois, where Senator Tammy Duckworth touted ethanol's advances beyond animal feed.
They're getting to the point now where they're going to be able to make ethanol-based plastics that will go into your clothing. And so this is really exciting for farmers because it means that they're going to have a dependable market for their products.
As aviation biofuel is now being developed, that could provide another market for corn growers, especially if electric vehicles eventually make a dent in the liquid-fueled car market.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.